Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with FitExec. On the program today, we have DDJ Myers, Mr. Tim Tolliver, talking about how his CrossFit training has helped him exceed in his job and help others. Check it out. Kind of kick things off here, Tim. I mean, what do you do to stay fit and stay in good health that kind of transfers into your job every day?
Sure. My main fitness practice is I'm a CrossFit guy.
Okay.
Personally, I love to lift and just stay active. I love to take care of my mobility. You know, that blend of diet, exercise, mobility, rest, recovery, effort.
Gotcha. And so, how do you see it? How do you see being, I guess, healthy, for lack of a better term here, because that's what we're all kind of aiming for. I mean, how do you see it transferring into your day-to-day activities in your job, and how does it benefit you there in your career?
Sure. Mike, the biggest way that I see that transferring is just there's a new phenomena. More and more people, and I'm saying leaders, are realizing that if you're not actively cultivating energy, aliveness in your body, really, there's a definite lack of a vitality to our leadership there, right? So if I were to shortcut all that, I'd just say leaders are fit. I mean, just exemplary leaders are fit people, right? And the way that I see that transferring for me is that when I'm on my fitness practices, when I'm training with a certain kind of intent, saying, you know, look, really, this is what I'm after. I'm going to develop this kind of an energetic container for myself, develop my emotional capacity in this kind of a way, I'm just sharper on my game.
Yeah.
Just came back from 3 days of work with a client in Florida, and that's my number one thing I do every day while I'm on the road, particularly. I make whatever the fitness facilities are there, I make it work.
Yep. Yeah. We're
find a way to fit fitness into your life.
That's such a great point, because so many of us travel and we're, you know, on airplanes and avoiding bad food and just the exhaustion of just travel. I mean, just going to the airport, you know, an hour or two early just to get through the TSA line is exhausting enough. But I mean, what are some things? I mean, you say you kind of seek out the gym at the hotel or wherever you're staying, or some people like find running paths and stuff to run. I mean, what are you? Are you pretty much the gym guy, or do you do other things?
You know, I make it work.
Yeah.
You know, fitness doesn't have to be in the gym.
Okay.
The big piece that I find there is that, like you just said, managing food, managing my rest. The big piece that I like to do there, locate the facilities, and then go, how do I want to be on this trip?
Yeah.
I want to be energetic.
Yeah.
I want to be up. I want to be on my game. How do I need to organize my time? You know, we find more and more that leaders that, like I said, aren't cultivating that kind of aliveness in their body. They just lack the mental vitality. They lack the emotional stamina really to lead inside of their role in the organization.
Right. And if you're going to be a leader, I mean, people are going to be looking up to you no matter what. And so being somewhat healthy and doing some sort of health practice, fitness, or whatever, whether you're just eating healthy, or you're taking a walk at lunch every day, or you're getting plenty of rest, all that is infectious with the rest of your company. And so
it's huge. Yeah. You carry so much more weight. We find leaders that have this fitness practice built in their life, they carry so much more weight with their teams and just inside their organization. People, they have this view, they say, man, if you can't lead yourself, how are you going to lead me?
Of course.
How are you going to lead this team? How are you going to lead our company? You know, there's just a certain energy that comes off of the body that builds certain so much trust with people that says, man, that guy, that gal, they've got the energy, the strength, the vitality, the chutzpah, if you will, to move towards the vision of the company and take us there over a long horizon of time. It builds a huge amount of trust with people.
Isn't it also a discipline thing too? Because if you're disciplined in your life and staying, you know, healthy, you know, good, again, good eating practices, sleeping, getting enough sleep and working out regularly, that discipline also transfers over to your job as well, don't you think? That where you can be more productive, be more efficient, that type of stuff.
I think it does. Instead of the word discipline, I use the word practice.
Okay.
Because we can't willpower ourselves, right? Just in our culture, we're very much tuned to this is my discipline and I'm rigid about it. If I fall off, oh my gosh, I'm a total failure, you know, and then I'll wait until next month, or I'll wait until next year and I'll start all over again. But really having a fitness practice lets me go, I'm doing it today. Oh, I hit a hiccup in the road. I just go right back into the to what we call a fitness dojo.
Yeah.
I get right back on my practices. You know, I have a meditation practice, helps me just to bring down and manage the level of stress in my life. Like I said, I love to exercise inside the gym. Where there's not a gym, I just make sure that I move, right? Mm-hmm. As long as there's movement, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm moving my body, cultivating that kind of aliveness in myself. And the big thing I like to say there is with a certain intent. Fitness is not just about going into the gym and spending 20 minutes on the treadmill and blowing off some steam.
Yeah.
Which is fine if people do that. You know, mm-hmm. I know a lot of executives that do that, and that's fine, and they get some kind of benefit there. But when we go into that kind of a fitness practice with a certain intent,
mm-hmm.
say, you know, really what I'm doing here is I'm learning how to manage my energy.
Yep.
Really what I'm doing here is I'm learning how to build stamina so that I can stay in hard conversations. Or, you know, I'm building strength to make these kind of big moves, these big commitments, yep. or do that heavy lifting on our team
yep.
inside the company. When we go in with that kind of intent, the results are just dramatically different.
Yeah,
you find that when you train that way, what comes out of your mouth will be different.
Yeah, exactly. It's like practicing with a purpose. You know, every professional athlete, they practice with a purpose. It's not just to go out there and goof around. They practice with a purpose to get better. So why not transfer it into your professional life as well?
We find that leaders that do that, like I said, what comes out of their mouth is different. We find that they're different in high-pressure situations.
Mm-hmm.
They make sharper decisions. Mm-hmm. They can shift the mood of the room differently. They've just got an energy and aliveness in them that attracts people to them, attracts partners, and makes people want to go into action with them. They can set the example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so infectious. All right, Tim, I want to get to something. I mean, have you always been kind of a healthy, fit kind of guy? Or is there one day you kind of woke up and went, you know what? I'm tired of sitting in front of the TV for 6 hours. I'm tired of eating potato chips. I got to change. Or have you always been this way?
I have always been active. I started training martial arts when I was 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
This is my 30th year of training.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hold on myself there. But I've always been active. I've never had a weight issue. And that's one thing I really want to do. I want to separate this idea of fitness from weight.
Mm-hmm.
Two different things.
Totally.
Right? There's a lot of us that just have like a naturally slender physique and we go, oh, I'm fit. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this person that maybe is carrying an extra 10 or 15 or however many pounds, they're out of shape.
Yep.
But really, they're two different things there. And when we say fitness, leaders are fit. Leaders are those people that are really generating a body that can live the life that they want to live,
yep.
building a body that can lead in the way that they want to lead, whether that's high energy, long, you know, moving towards a vision over a long horizon of time, lots of endurance. Building a body that can lead in the way that you want to lead.
Yep. And a number of people that I've interviewed on the show too is like when they're out doing a run or running or a bike ride or a swim or whatever, or just lifting weight in the gym or something like that, they all of a sudden solutions start coming to their mind. They just kind of have this sense of clarity and they like, oh my gosh, that's the solution I've been thinking about for trying racking my brain. You know, I mean, do you find the same thing as well? And even the leaders that you talk to, is that a common occurrence?
It can be. I find that sometimes leaders use that time to actually check out.
And, that's a good
you know, so that they're off of their intent in
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I definitely find that I'm clearer, I'm sharper when I'm moving. Sometimes, when we lead groups, I'll say that for every half hour that we've been sitting, the group has to do 10 squats.
Nice.
And we're just sharper, right?
Nice,
their attention comes back to the room.
Yep.
They learn faster. We move together better. If we just get our bodies moving, we get our bodies moving together.
Mm-hmm.
It's more energy, and we're just sharper that way.
Cool. And do you have any like accountability people in your life, or any accountability mechanisms that kind of keep you on your straight and narrow?
Yeah, I really lean hard into the power of community. I'm a CrossFit guy. Mm-hmm. I train at a CrossFit facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the people at the gym haven't seen my face in a little while, they're on my phone. They're blowing me up.
Where's
like, where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you fall off the face of the earth? Or
yeah.
Where are you? You know, what's up? So, but a lot of the research shows that when we train with this kind of intent, when we write it down, when we speak it out loud to another person, when we have, you know, like you're saying, an accountability partner
mm-hmm.
or, you know, people in our world, community,
mm-hmm.
and when we give that community regular updates on how we're doing, that mm-hmm. we are like 75% more likely to deliver, more likely to fulfill on our intent, on our goals there. So
yeah
I think hard power of community.
Yeah, indeed. Very. Yeah, I mean, you are who you hang out with, you know. And
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to hang out with people who are healthy and fit and disciplined, all that good stuff. So very cool stuff. All right. What types of food do you eat, Tim? Or what types of food do you recommend that people eat to keep their? Because we're all, you know, we're all busy, and you know, like you said, we travel or we go to conferences where there's a bunch of bad food. And so, I mean, what do you suggest that people eat to kind of keep their energy levels up? Because we're, you know, it's in the middle of the day and you kind of get the baby head wobble and you're trying to stay awake or something. Is there anything that you have or that know of that people can use as fuel to keep them going?
You know, there's so many different approaches to a food strategy. I don't like the word diet. I say food strategy. Yeah. I've got to choose food that'll let my body do what it needs to do, whether that's gain muscle or cut weight, whatever that is. So many different strategies out there. But my general rule is if it grows in the ground or walks around, then it's real food. Then
right
I can
on.
Eat. You know? So I'm not necessarily a low carb guy or anything like that. Personally, I do avoid grains. I avoid bread. But I have to say I never met a cheeseburger I didn't like. And
but you know, that brings up a really good point though, because we had a nutritionist on the show, and she and her episode is going to air next week actually, but she said, you know, if you practice really a really good eating, or like you say, food strategy, like 80 or 90% of the time, it's okay to go out and have a cheeseburger. It's okay to go have a piece of cheesecake every once in a while. But knowing that you're the vast majority of the time, you are doing the right thing. And it's okay to like go have a Hershey's bar once in a while.
You know, I plan in 4 or 5, I call cheat meals. So I'm not going to cheat for an entire day. I mean, I'm not going to eat, you know, cheeseburgers and pizza and brownies for an entire day. So I'll plan in 4 or 5 cheat meals in a week, which means I get to cheat once a day, you know, out of a work week. And it just, I go, okay, this is my cheat meal for the day. I've had 3 this week, and so I need to keep it clean for the rest of the week. Or, you know, it just makes it so much easier. And it takes the pressure off of it to be perfect, right? If you fall off your practice, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Just get back on that pony and keep going.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Words to live by right there. I love it. All right, Tim, to wrap up, I mean, we've talked a lot about, you know, all this cool stuff that you're doing and what you recommend. What advice do you have for others? There's a lot of people out there probably sitting in a cubicle somewhere or sitting in an office or just, you know, stuck in traffic or whatever. Like, how do I get out of this rut? How do I get my mind straight? How do I get my body straight to make that next step in my career? What advice do you have for people like that?
You know, the number one thing I say, Mike, is just start. Just start moving your body. Like I say, as long as there's movement, there's hope. Just start building the habit of just moving. It could be as soon as I get to my desk, I'm going to do 15 squats or I'm going to do 15 push-ups. It could be I'm going to start walking for 30 minutes before work every other day. Just getting the habit going, and once you get it going, your body will begin to change and you'll want more, right? Crave what we have, right? The other piece that I say there is that really listening into your body, going, what does my body want more of right now? Do I want more? Do I need to sleep more? Okay, then figure that out. Do I need to generate some energy and you know, get off the couch, like you say, and get going? I need to get a stand-up desk. That's another option, right?
I've heard
but
a lot of that.
Just get going, just build the habit, and then you'll start to want more.
Right on. Great words to live by. Excellent message to end on, Tim. Thank you so much. I love this. This is great.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Great information.
Great.
You're welcome. Yeah, let's do it again sometime, all right?
Let's do it.
All right, Tim. Thanks again. Appreciate it, man.